And at 6:18, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Reginald Hardwick. We are following a developing weather situation right now, possible tornado in Vermilion County. We have meteorologist Ed Kieser on the line, and we also have meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on the phone, who's in Vermilion County. Ed, we'll go to you just with the specifics of the warning right now.
Well, since I last talked to you a couple minutes ago, there's now a confirmed tornado in Hoopston, and we'll get more information from Andrew here in a second. But a confirmed report of a tornado on the ground in Hoopston. That storm is moving pretty much south, due south, maybe a little east of south. So if you're around Hoopston or Rossville or Alvin, you'll want to pay close attention to the weather. Go to your lowest floor, put as many walls between you and the outside as possible, because we do have a confirmed tornado in the area. And Andrew, what are you seeing?
Hi, Ed and Reginald. Yeah, I just observed this tornado that was just on the west side of Hoopston, not very far, just about a mile or so west of town. This is a storm that's been ongoing for several hours now. It began up near the Chicago suburbs, and it's been tracking south. Went through the Kankakee area and Waseca, produced some very large hail in the Waseca area. And I kind of have just been following this storm along. It's had multiple areas of rotation. A couple that, you know, I thought may have the potential to produce a brief tornado, but it was this one right here when the well-timed warning issued by the National Weather Service here for northern Vermilion County. It was just a matter of minutes after that warning came out, renewed warning, that a very strong area of rotation began to develop. And soon after that, a funnel cloud was visible, and then the tornado dropped all the way down to the ground. This was, again, fully condensed, which means that the funnel cloud was all the way from the cloud down to the ground. I could see some, you know, weak damage occurring. The tornado was in a grove of trees, and I could see that it was disturbing those trees. So luckily, you know, no significant damage in town from this that I've observed right now, other than, you know, the potential we've seen some damage from some hail. But just about 5-10 minutes ago, we did have a tornado on the ground very close to Hoopston. From my vantage point, it was just west of Hoopston, but not by very far. I was sitting on kind of the main highway there just north of town when this tornado developed.
So is the tornado near or west of Highway 1?
So I am on Highway 1, and the tornado was just a couple hundred yards to the west of Highway 1. I am going south on Highway 1 right now, south of Hoopston. I'm back out of the rain. I'm looking at the rain-free base, the updraft area. I don't see a tornado in progress right now. I'm going to try and get a little bit further south and reorient myself and see if I can find, you know, maybe the area of rotation as it continues. But right now, I don't see a tornado on the ground, but there most certainly was a tornado on the ground at about 6:15 p.m. here, and it was a fully condensed, full-fledged tornado with this supercell.
Well, this storm is moving almost due south, so everything is kind of oriented differently than usual. So most of the storm and the rain is over and just east of Hoopston, pushing to the southeast of Highway 1. But as is often the case, the tornado, when it's moving west to east, is on the southwest quadrant of the storm. In this case, it, I guess it would be on the northwest quadrant. So the danger area, I'd say, if the tornado were to reappear, would be pretty much right along Highway 1. So if you're listening in from around, say, Rossville or south between Henning and Alvin and around Bismarck, I'd say those areas, if you're in those areas, you want to pay close attention to the weather and be ready to take cover immediately.
Absolutely, and I would concur with that just visually. Again, I'm going to still try and get a little further south before I actually stop and turn around and look at the storm, but I am making my way south down Highway 1, and I am very much underneath the rain-free base and what I, in storm chaser mode, would call the action area of this supercell. So very much in the Highway 1 vicinity is where the highest risk of any potential tornado is going to be. It's still a very, you know, dark, ominous, rain-free base here behind me, and I'm going to stop here shortly. I'm getting into some sunshine, actually, as the sun gets lower on the horizon. It's with the different orientation of these, you know, storms, started to get some sunshine in underneath the backside of this thunderstorm as I make my way towards Rossville will be the next town that I'm coming up to.
And I wanted to ask you also, there seems to be a lot of storms in over Paris. Do you want to talk about that right now? And I think there's an active severe thunderstorm.
Yes, a new severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for much of Edgar County and southward. So that storm is in effect really for just about all of Edgar County and northeastern Clark County until 7:15 p.m. And the storm is located near Hume, or it was about 10 minutes ago. And that's northwest of Paris, and it's moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. And that storm may contain 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter size hail. And some of these storms have had large hail today. So if you're in the path of that storm, including the Paris area, you want to be aware of that. Right now, we're not getting any reports of rotation with those storms. So it's more the straight line wind possibility and also hail. And it looks like the core of the storm, the heaviest rain and maybe some hail, is pushing right over Paris right now.
Great. And then if people are just joining us again, it's about 6:25 and we have active warnings right now. Ed, if you want to kind of reset us and tell us what's actively going on right now.
Well, the only tornado warning we have, and it's in effect until 7:45 p.m. And this is for northeastern Vermilion County, and that would include the Rossville area. This storm is near Rossville. Andrew's on that storm right now. And if you're also listening in from around Bismarck, Alvin, Henning, you're also in the path of that storm. And that's the most threatening storm. We did have a brief tornado touchdown just west of Hoopston, maybe 10, 15 minutes ago. So the storm has produced a tornado. Also a severe thunderstorm warning, essentially for the eastern half of Vermilion County, north of Danville right now. So that's in effect until 7:45 p.m. as well. So that's the other area where there's a severe weather threat right now, that and then the storm over Edgar County around Paris. And back to the northwest, including Champaign County, all is quiet now.
Okay, and before we leave the air here, I just want to check with Andrew. Are you seeing any damage or any other lowering of the clouds?
So I am stopped on the north side of Rossville right now, and I can see some slow, broad rotation right now. I don't see anything that looks imminent, but most certainly the storm base continues to slowly rotate. So certainly a storm that we'll need to keep an eye on and folks in the past that we need to continue to take seriously. It's very much possible we could see another tornado spin up from this one. I think the original circulation that touched down just west of Hoopston has probably dissipated, but as I said, the whole storm base continues to rotate, so it's very possible we can see another area spin up here. You know, could be in a matter of minutes or not at all, but something we need to continue to watch for.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, and stay safe out there. And Ed, any last thoughts before we go back to regular programming?
Well, I can tell Andrew now and our listeners, there's kind of that classic hook shape on the storm. Looks like just east of Rossville is where that is. And again, everything's flipped 90 degrees from what you usually see on the radar. So these storms are moving north to south rather than west to east today. So I would say if you live in the eastern half of Vermilion County and the border areas along the Indiana border in far western Indiana, you'll want to keep close tabs on this storm. And eventually the storm will be working its way down into the Danville and Covington area. It may not be producing a tornado, or it might still. Just keep tabs on the weather as that storm system heads your way.
And then I was wanting to ask you about Danville or I-74 or even Covington, Indiana. We know we have a lot of listeners there. What should they do? Or if you're driving an I-74, is there, would you advise them to pull off and kind of wait it out, or?
Well, not yet. I can tell you this, that the rain, the heavy rain is on the Indiana side of the border. There's some heavy rain between Covington and Vetersburg, but it's quiet in Danville right now. And the tornado part of the storm is actually on the west side of where all the heavy rain is falling. So the heavy rain is pretty much right along the Illinois-Indiana border eastward into Indiana, but the threat area of a possible tornado is just a little west of there. So that's why we're telling folks to be cautious in Rossville, Henning, Bismarck, and eventually the Danville area. It might go just east of Danville, but if the storm cuts due south and would to redevelop some, that is a concern. That's a place to pay attention here over the next half an hour to an hour. Okay. But as of now, the storm is not yet near I-74, so you can continue to proceed on I-74 right now. But in another half hour or so, might be a different story.
All right. Well, thank you. That was meteorologist Ed Kieser. We also had meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. And if we have more breaking weather, we'll definitely come in and report on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. Okay, thank you. Andrew hung up.
Yeah, I love getting the ground truth because that helps me. Because everything, I thought maybe it was a little farther east than where it was, so that helped orient things better.
And I didn't correct you because I know that's kind of odd, but I think you kept saying 7:45, but I see on the thing 6:45, but I think.
Oh, you know what? That was one of those warnings that came out with both times on it.
So that's okay. I know you're in Ohio's eastern, right?
Yeah, and so is Indiana right there on the border.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I said 7:45 the one time, I thought, is that right? That seems like a long time from now. But yeah, okay, 6:45. Yeah, thanks for the correction. It's always tricky on the border there. But I think it's also important, you know, I said a couple times it's all clear in Champaign County, so people don't have to worry there, or where the majority of our listeners are. But yeah, the structure of this thing, it looks like it still could do something.
Okay, well.
But it's mainly over rural areas. I'd say like Alvin and Bismarck might be under the gun, and